This is Michael Johnson, and welcome back to our series of podcasts with VMware. And we have been talking with Joe Gazarek, who is the technical account manager there at VMware, delving further into the features of ESX 3.5. Joe, I understand there's also been some significant enhancements made in regards to networking as well on the ESX platform. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's very true, MJ. And some of those enhancements made in ESX 3.5 include jumbo frame support as well as TCP segment offloading, a technology called IOT, and support for CDP, the Cisco Discovery Protocol, and support for new devices, which are 10 gigabit Ethernet and InfiniBand compliant. All of these enhancements are going to benefit network-intensive workloads, such as web servers like Apache, terminal services, Citrix, backups over LANs, as well as all forms of iSCSI operations, which may be carried out inside of the virtual machine.
Well, sounds like potential for a lot of things there. Can you go a little bit more into each of these features and their benefits in a little bit more detail for our listeners?
Sure. You know, let's talk about jumbo frame support for a moment. MJ, as you may know, Ethernet has supported a frame size of 1,500 bytes since the IEEE 802.2 standard was proposed back in 1988. And that was fantastic back then, because as network bandwidth was exceedingly limited and generally of low quality, the impact of a packet retransmit was much less if the maximum segment size was kept below 1,500 bytes. Today, however, 20 years later, gigabit Ethernet, the modern standard, is still supporting the standard 1,500-byte frame size. So what jumbo frames do is extend that Ethernet frame size to 9,000 bytes. The implication here is better network throughput with less overhead. And that's important, MJ, because given the mathematical model of how TCP works, you can theoretically double your throughput by doubling the packet size while being able to maintain that bandwidth in the face of more packet loss. And that is critically important in an enterprise-class virtualized data center where we are more likely to saturate the uplink ports than in a conventional physical server. Wanting to traverse a network at high speeds with the saturated bandwidth available in virtualized environments, the dynamics of TCP necessitate the use of jumbo frames. Now, the reduction in CPU overhead comes about as a consequence of the data having to be split into smaller segments. Being able to buffer a larger amount of information during a transmit will result in fewer CPU interrupts being raised. And it's important to mention the caveat that for the benefit of jumbo frames to apply with ESX 3.5, all of the devices in between network endpoints are going to need to be configured to handle the larger packet size. Now, TCP segmentation offloading, another new feature with ESX 3.5, is a technique for increasing the outbound throughput of network connections by reducing the host CPU overhead. TCP software calculations performed entirely in software require extensive computing power. And in fact, maintaining gigabit TCP communication using software alone is enough to fully peg a 2.4 gigahertz processor. Now, that fact is easily demonstrated by initiating a large data transfer between the onboard NICs of any commercially available PC connected with a crossover cable. Even on the latest generation of processors, CPU utilization between 20 and 30% for single transfers isn't that uncommon. The situation, though, is a bit different in the data center world. Most new network interface cards for servers in the market today, they support TCP segmentation offloading capabilities. But unfortunately, up until ESX 3.5, we didn't have support for TSO in our networking stack. We now do. And this is necessary because enablement of this feature requires both the necessary hardware and modification to the host TCP IP protocol stack so that a template for the TCP, IP, and data link protocol headers can be intelligently applied by the NIC to each segment being handed off by the CPU. This maintains the integrity of the data while greatly reducing CPU chores for network communications. Users should see a small improvement in TCP throughput by this change, in addition to the aforementioned CPU utilization reduction, as frequently, per packet processing overhead, it sets the limit of TCP performance in a LAN environment. Now, IOT, or I/O acceleration technology, is an exciting new capability being experimentally supported in ESX35 and will also work to increase network throughput in dense network deployment scenarios. IOT is a technology found in the new Core 2 baseline of Intel processors, and IOT is incredibly efficient by reducing the CPU overhead for network processing operations, enabling the processor, the chipset, the network interface card, and the hypervisor itself to work together in order to most efficiently process networking packets. The end result for the user being even faster network performance, closer to the theoretical maximums afforded by the physical layer. Finally, our design team has incorporated the Cisco Discovery Protocol into our networking stack. Now, this means that virtual switches now speak and hear CDP. And what CDP is a link layer discovery protocol used to discover information about connected hardware environment at the opposite end of the network cable. The enablement of CDP should allow better integration of ESX servers into a network administrator's topology and allow administrators of Cisco-based environments to troubleshoot and monitor the physical connections from inside a virtual center. CDP allows virtual center to be able to identify the physical switch's properties such as name, port number, port speed, and duplex setting. We also allow the virtual switches to pass the physical nickname and server host name upwards to the physical switches, facilitating more transparent monitoring and diagnosis between the virtualization and network teams within an organization.
That's a pretty impressive list of tweaks that VMware has made to an already pretty impressive networking stack. Now, let's talk about those two technologies a little bit more.
Sure. You mean 10 gigabit Ethernet in InfiniBand?
Yes.
Well, with support for these additional networking technologies, the capabilities of ESX are truly taken to the next level of functionality and performance. Next-generation Ethernet offers 10 times the performance over standard gigabit Ethernet. And also, using fiber connections, cable lengths can be extended to the order of 40 to 80 kilometers. Now, combining our Jumbo Frames implementation with 10 gigabit Ethernet would yield exceptional performance over long distances. And then you have InfiniBand. InfiniBand is a switched fabric, high bandwidth, low latency interconnect technology that serves as an alternative to both fiber channel and Ethernet. InfiniBand's combination of low latency and high bandwidth offers radically new possibilities. For example, today, your ESX 3.02 host, it may have two fiber channel HBAs for storage access and maybe 4 gigabit NICs. Now with InfiniBand, you could replace those 6 cards with 2 and drastically reduce your cabling infrastructure, which would be required to support virtualization, both with fiber dedicated to the storage and bulky UTP connections dedicated to network access. So ESX 3.5 also enables IP support over InfiniBand, as well as the SCSI RDMA protocol. What this does is it enables the InfiniBand card to look like a regular HBA or a NIC and enables the seamless integration of new technology into the customer's existing infrastructure. Consumers adopting InfiniBand with ESX would no longer have to plan out a 2 gigabit per second to 4 gigabit per second fiber channel upgrade on their SANs, as InfiniBand makes even 4 gigabit per second fiber channel obsolete. And of course, vMotion is going to be supported over both 10 gigabit Ethernet and InfiniBand.
So, Joe, we're coming to the end of the podcast. Do you have any concluding remarks you'd like to make or anything else you'd like to let people know about ESX 3.5?
Well, MJ, I'd like the listeners of today's discussion to leave with the knowledge that VMware's engineers have made significant, if not visible, tweaks to our ESX 3.5 platform to increase virtualization performance. Workloads running on ESX 3.5 with large memory page support and taking advantage of hardware-assisted page tables, and even perhaps running on a paravirtualized kernel, and taking advantage of all of the enhanced network functionality described here, are going to be the best-performing workloads in the virtualized data center.
If our listeners would like to find out more about what we've been discussing today, Joe, is there a website they can go to at VMware?
Yes. I would encourage all of our listeners today to go to www.vmware.com/go/VI35.
That's vmware.com/go/VI35.
That's correct.
My guest today has been Joe Gazarek, who's a technical account manager at VMware. We've been talking today about some of the new features in ESX 3.5. And Joe, it's been a great learning experience. And again, we'll encourage listeners to go to the website to check out more information. And thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, MJ. It's been my pleasure.